USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Police are reporting a man who drove around Memphis, Tennessee Wednesday shooting a gun at people, killing four during an hours-long rampage with eight crime scenes, should have been in prison. But the soft-on-crime criminal justice system gave him a chance to be back out on the streets. 19-year-old Ezekiel Kelly, who was charged as an adult with attempted first-degree murder in 2020 and was rearrested around 9 p.m. in the Memphis neighborhood of Whitehaven. Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland.
He was sentenced to 3 years, but only served 11 months in prison and was released on March 16, 2022, less than 6 months ago.
A 14-year-old Galveston, Texas boy, Mason Nelson, was killed in a crash that cops say was caused by a suspected drunk driver who has a lengthy record and was just released from prison on parole related to his latest DWI conviction. Witness Denise Garrett on Fox 26.
I mean, there was no skid. It was just like, boom. I mean, nobody had a chance to stop.
Former White House advisor Steve Bannon surrendered to a New York City courthouse on Thursday morning to face new state criminal charges. The new indictment against him has yet to be made public. Dr. Anthony Fauci, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, and other top Biden officials who were resisting efforts to obtain their communications with social media companies must hand over their records. U.S. District Judge Terry Doughty ordered on Tuesday. The government is being sued by the attorneys general of Louisiana and Missouri over alleged collusion with social media firms to censor users. 50 government officials have been ordered to turn over their communications as soon as possible. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Polling in the Georgia Senate race is too close to call. Herschel Walker on Fox News is challenging Democrat Raphael Warnock.
As I'm getting out meeting the people, and I'm talking to the people, and the people are speaking. You know, they've spent over $50 million against me. But the race is still tied. I'm up by one, and the reason why is that people want a change in Washington. Senator Warnock is a cut from the cloth of Joe Biden. And what I mean by that is he believes in higher taxes. He believes in open borders. He voted to put men and women's sports, and that's not what the Georgia people want.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre tweeted President Trump stole the election in 2016, now claims that's not what she meant, calling the question of her past tweet ridiculous. Republican Congressman James Comer told Newsmax this is a perfect example of the hypocrisy of the Biden administration.
In an election, all they talk about are the 140 or so Republicans that voted to object in the last presidential election. They've done that before. Jamie Raskin has done that before. So I'm not surprised that she would say that, because I see their hypocrisy every day, and it's only getting worse.
A man accused of killing four family members in their Casa Grande, Arizona home following a domestic dispute told responding officers to take him to jail. Records also show the Pinell County Sheriff's Office was called to the home 10 times in the past 3 years before Sunday, when authorities say 21-year-old Richard Wilson Jr. did the heinous crimes. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.